Hi everyone, welcome to Connect and welcome to our session. My name is Blanca Delgado Parra and I'm a program manager in the Visual Studio App Center team.
Hello, I'm Carl Pitera. I'm also a PM on the App Center team and I'm covering analytics, crash and push notifications, basically everything you need to continuously monitoring your app that's out there. And so today, our session will be about introducing you to Visual Studio App Center, which we released yesterday. In order to do that, we're going to be doing a little gameplay between Blanca and I, where Blanca will play her own role as a PM in the App Center team, and I will be playing the role of a developer who's making an app and is struggling a bit getting his app into his friend's devices.
Nice.
Let's go.
Hey, Carl. So recently you have been developing an app, and I was wondering how the process has been from having the idea of building the app all the way until releasing your app to the store.
Hey, Blanca. Yeah, I've been doing that app. It's a really fun app. We've been having a lot of fun doing it and presenting it to our friends. So it's basically a small app where you type a word, and it will tell you whether it's a positive, medium, or negative. World, and so like it's mainly useful in parties where you start typing a word and then you show to your friends and they come back and they say a word and everybody says a word. So it's really funny, like it's entertaining for
do you want to show
minutes.
It to me?
Yeah, sure, I'd love to. So
let's see.
Let me show you. I'll start it.
Right, Xcode. So what platform is that?
It's on iPhone, iOS.
Okay.
It's written in Swift, so super classical thing. So
okay.
As you can see, the app here, I just have to type a word, so hello, and it will tell me whether it's a good word or not a good word. So like it's super simple.
Okay.
Like we try to make it really obvious, but entertaining.
Okay, that's amazing. And so I'm curious to learn more about like your whole process. Like, have you struggled at some point, or how has it been?
Yeah, so like that's not that great. So
okay.
I mean, the coding itself is pretty easy. I mean, we've been doing it really well, and we're all good at that. But the hard part really has been to get it tested by our friends. As we were doing it, we wanted people to try it and send it and. And that whole process is really messy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to build it, and we all had different versions,
okay.
Some with some bugs, some with other bugs, and then we would give it, and people were struggling to get it in their phones. And it was just painful,
yeah,
like a lot of wasted time. So that's the bad part. Other than that, it's going
okay.
really well.
Yeah, I definitely like hear your struggle. Like I feel like all of us, like app developers, have been there, right? Like building the app, hey, it doesn't build, it builds in my machine, not in mine. And then how do I get my app into the hands of my testers, right? So I was wondering if you've heard of VS App Center before?
Nope.
Okay, I would love to talk to you about that today.
Sure.
So Microsoft has just released VS App Center. And so it's a tool that will help you during your app development cycle. So all the way from building your application to distributing the app to your testers, as well as testing the app in the cloud. Also, we have this idea of continuous everything, so this process really keeps going. And also, we have this monitoring, where you can basically understand more about your users, so analytics, the crashes they're having, as well as sending them push notifications.
Cool. Sounds interesting.
So why don't we go to the portal
okay.
From App Center and look how it looks.
Sure.
So if you go to appcenter.ms,
appcenter.ms,
okay. And so you'll see here we have this super nice website with everything like pretty well explained. And so if you go ahead and sign in,
okay.
You'll see how easy it is to just
So hold on, I'm just
in.
Looking at the web
yes.
page. Looks interesting. So you support pretty much every platform, right?
Yes. We have native support, iOS, Android LDP, Xamarin,
so it's
like
not
native.
Just, like, it's not just for Windows, it's for everything.
Yes,
that's
correct.
Cool.
We also
yeah,
have
exactly
macOS as well.
Yeah, that's what I was fearing a bit when you were telling me. So, okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll see now when we create a new app.
Okay, so sign in.
So do you have a GitHub account?
Yeah, definitely. Our code lives on GitHub, so
awesome.
I can sign in with my GitHub account.
Yes, you can use your GitHub account.
That's cool.
So
let's
we're going to
do
the
that.
Credentials.
Let's hope I don't mess up my password as I usually do.
It happens.
And so like it will check with GitHub. Mm-hmm. And so yeah.
And that's your basically gonna be your account.
Cool. I mean. Okay, so what do I do now?
So here you have two options, really. You can create first an organization, which basically will allow you to organize your apps. So for example, let's say you work for the Outlook team. So you want to have all your apps inside of the organization Outlook. Mm-hmm. In your case, because it's going to be
just
one
app.
Yeah,
right.
We can just add new app.
Okay.
And so here I wanted to emphasize like how, you know, how many platforms we support, mm-hmm. right? You see here we have native iOS, Android, Windows UWP. And so we also have macOS support.
Cool.
We just released it yesterday, so that's super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So really we have this support for desktop apps, not
so
only for mobile.
iOS, Android, Java, React, Xamarin, Windows, Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yeah, let's do that.
So you can give it a name.
So my app is Sentiment, and it's on iOS, Swift. Cool.
Nice.
That's
so
it?
Yeah, so you just created an app,
okay.
Your first app in App Center.
Okay.
And so I'd really like to start showing you this continuous integration, continuous deployment pipeline that we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
and how easy App Center makes it for you to do that process. So let's move over to the build service.
Okay.
So you can see here what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to select where do you store your code.
Yeah, as I told you, it's on GitHub.
In GitHub, okay.
Yeah.
So then we're going to be able to connect your code from GitHub. If
okay,
you
GitHub,
had
so
BSTS,
BSTS,
you could
GitHub,
also do that.
Bitbucket.
Bitbucket.
Okay, yeah. So I'm on GitHub. Oh, so it pulled. Oh, yeah, because I logged in with GitHub.
Exactly.
So it already got my stuff. Okay, Sentiment.
So you can bring here your app.
Yeah. So what is it doing now?
So basically, it's bringing all the structure of your code into App Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it will basically load, here you can see all your branches.
Okay.
So that basically we can build it for you.
Yeah, all my branches.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have one.
Yeah, we're lazy.
And so, yeah, if you go to the Settings tab, you'll mm-hmm. see how easy it really is to configure the actual build.
Okay, so it automatically detects my project. So I have the workspace here, scheme, cool. Yeah,
yeah, we support version. A bunch of Xcode versions.
Build scripts, so do we have to write scripts?
So it's optional.
Okay.
You can basically do...
You got me scared for a second.
You can do post-clone, you can do pre-build or post-build,
okay.
And so that will go into your repo, and then when you build it, when you build with App Center, we build those for you
so
as well.
So if I want to do additional stuff than just mm-hmm. building, I can do it.
You can use scripts.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
Nice.
So that's really like how you want to configure a build in App Center. So
mm-hmm.
one option is, hey, every time you push code into GitHub, we are going to build it for you. So that's really the first option. Git push and magic happens. App Center
nice.
Builds it for you. We'll
mm-hmm.
see that. And the other option is you want to do it manually and every time you want to decide when to build or not. So
okay.
I guess for now we can do it automatically,
yep.
which is really the magic.
Definitely, that's what I need. Automatically increment build number. Yeah, that's
yeah.
obvious.
That
I want that. Cool. Environment variables.
Yeah, environment variables is something that you can use if you have very sensitive information, such as passwords and things that you do not want to have in your public repo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can use environment variables for that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't think I'll need that for now. Sign builds, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
The
so
goal
in iOS,
is to give it to people.
Mm-hmm.
So provisioning profile.
You have those ready?
Yeah,
perfect.
I'm always ready. Okay, provisioning profile, certificate.
Okay,
let's go. Password. So what's my password again?
And so we make it very easy for developers to, you know, build to sign their builds,
okay.
right? Just doing that and we take care of the rest.
That's cool. I love it. I love it already.
Nice.
Cool. Then test on a real device. What do you mean?
So basically, this will test when your app launches, and we will basically track if your app is crashing or not in the launch moment. So you know how frustrating it is to open an app for the first time and poop, it crashes.
Yeah,
so that's a very good way, you
it
know, to test
to
that.
It happened to us, like, scary.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
So this
so
will help
like,
you to track that.
What do you mean, real device?
So with our test service, which we will see later, you can basically do tests on real devices. So we have all these devices, somewhere stored, and we will get your app, build it in those devices, running in those devices, and make sure it doesn't
So you have like a device farm,
mm-hmm.
and then
kind
my
of,
app
yeah.
gets there and
yes.
just launched, and you check whether it crashed
Absolutely,
or not.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's nice. And then distribute, yeah, that's what I want. So I want
so,
that.
So yeah, basically with this, you'll be able to get all of your builds
mm-hmm.
right into your users.
Cool.
So in this case, your only group is going to be you, because you just added the app, so you're mm-hmm. the only collaborators.
But then I'll be able to add my
yes.
friends and everything.
Yeah, okay. You will go to distribution and you'll be able to add collaborators there.
Cool. Save and build. Let's check it out for now.
And so really the magic of this that I see here is that, you know, every time you're committing code, it's building. And then every time it builds, it automatically gets to your collaborators and testers and even friends and family. So it's a really like process. We can make it very easy for you so you have time to focus on what's important for you.
Continuously doing that.
Continuously delivery, yeah, to your
cool.
users.
Nice. Oh, it's already building. Nice. Can we have a look?
Yes. What's happening? Here you'll see all the logs, the build logs that you would see in Xcode. So we have those here available for you.
Perfect.
And once it's done, you'll also be able to download the logs if you need to.
Nice.
So what I would suggest we do now is we go to the distribution that we were talking about.
Okay.
And so really,
how do I do that?
If you go to the distribution tab.
Okay. Distribute. Here on the left, distribute. Cool.
So you see, here you'll see that you only have yourself, right, as we said.
Yeah.
But I would suggest let's create a new group. Maybe you can add me, so I can also try out your app,
yeah.
if you'd like that.
You want to be my tester?
Absolutely.
Cool. Nice. So name your group beta tester. Yeah, that's a good idea. Beta testers. Cool. Allow public access. What does that mean?
So what this will do, it will generate a link that you will be able to send to anyone, basically. It will be a public link.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not select that, the only way to download the app into your device is going to be through an email flow that we will see now.
Okay.
But you have the option of creating this link so that you know it's more accessible to everyone.
Cool.
So yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, that's nice because then I can like just send it to all my friends.
Yes.
And
it makes it very easy for anyone to install.
And so I'll invite you. What's your email again?
It's going to be blpar@microsoft.com. Awesome. So now I'm in your beta testers group.
And I'll add myself as well.
Perfect. So now if you save that.
Create group.
We have a new group.
Nice.
And so now we could go back to build, and we could even change like who we want to send the build to.
Okay. And I can distribute a new release.
Yes.
So like I can, so it can work from build where it's automatic and it automatically sends, and I can also do it from here.
Yes. So this is more like the manual way. So what you can do is download the IPA file and really upload it here, and that way we can also do it from here. So let's say, for example, you're using your own another CI solution, right? You already have that figured out, your build service. So what you could do is come directly to distribution, upload your API file created by your own CI service, and then bring it here and really like get your app into the device.
But like, see, if I have another CI, like I want that to be automatic, so I'm not going to come here and do it manually.
So
right?
We have APIs. We have APIs for everything you're going to see in the portal today.
Okay.
We have API support for everything. So you can really like use that. You know, that's
so I can automate everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You guys rock. Nice.
So I would suggest now, also, I want to mention that I've heard you've also released your app to the store already,
yes.
right? Okay. So App Center distribution can also help you with that. You can distribute your apps into the stores.
Mm-hmm.
So if you click there to the stores tab.
Okay, stores.
You'll see here.
iTunes Connect.
If you connect there. You'll see that we have support for distributing to the Apple Store, test flight. You can do it through iTunes, etc.
Okay.
So that really also automates kind of like the whole flow.
And so that Intune is more like for big enterprise device management, which can be definitely useful. And otherwise, I can just go and use TestFlight.
Yes.
OK, cool. And your distribution system is, I think, is what will help me.
Nice.
Cool.
So I would suggest let's go back to build and see if the build is already done. There you go, right on time.
It's done.
Perfect. So what we can do now, as I was saying, we can look at the logs, we can download them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you remember correctly, when we did the configuration, we decided that we wanted to distribute automatically after you build, right?
Yeah.
So what I would suggest, if you go to your device,
okay.
and if you go to your email, you'll see what you'll receive.
I have a mail here.
So this is App Center telling you, hey, your build is ready. So but just clicking into the install button, install.
Nice. Like to install, yes.
And now it's really installing
that's
in
a
your
nice
device.
Experience. So that's what my testers will see.
Yes.
That's cool. And they even have some help where I can, like, they have, oh yeah, unable to download app. Like, that's familiar. Cool. So they are not lost. Like, they know what to do. That's cool.
So if you go to your home screen, you should be able to see the app already installed. There you go.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Bye. Awesome. That's what we need every time. Okay, cool.
Perfect. So yeah, as you saw, basically every time you build, you can also automatically distribute.
So like, what you just showed me is like, I just git push, and then something will take care of the build, checking that it doesn't crash on launch, and just getting into my friends and testers' devices.
Correct. That easy.
All automatic.
Yep. Believe it or not.
Like in just a couple of minutes.
Yes. That's exactly it. And so the next cool thing that I want to show you, we briefly touched on test when we were configuring the build. And so I really want to show you the whole power of test in App Center. And so what we're going to do for that is I'm going to invite you to one of my apps that already has a lot of data for that. So if you go back to your home screen, you should be receiving an invitation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Build Power has invited you to the Smart Hotel. So Smart Hotel is your app.
So yes, Smart Hotel is an app that our team built.
Okay.
And so really, if you go into it.
Okay.
If you need to refresh.
Okay. Let me refresh.
There you go. And so you can see here we have this app under an organization, what we mentioned before.
Okay, so that's your organization.
Yes,
so like in my home, I have my app and your app in your organization.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So let's go to the test tab just to show you that the power of testing.
Yeah, because mine didn't have any tests, so it wasn't super interesting.
Exactly.
Okay,
okay.
Got it.
So, you know, I'm sure you've experienced, and like all app developers have been there, right? Like, you want to make sure your app runs in all type of devices, all sizes, all OS version, right? You need to make sure it works. But like, how do you really make sure that it works on all of these devices if you don't have the physical devices, because it's super expensive, and also it takes a lot of time to do it manually, right?
Yeah. So
basically, that's what test does for you, App Center test.
So
what you can see here, we have a few tests already triggered. Some of them were very successfully. But I would suggest we click into the ones that fail, just because it's always more interesting.
OK.
So you can see here, if you click into it, you'll see that we track the different.
This one.
Yes.
That fail.
We track the different steps in your app. So really, it's UI test.
So that's all the devices on which the tests were running.
So you get screenshots on how your app looks like in all of these device types and sizes. And so if you go to the red one, we'll see the
one like that someone wrote that test script, and then it got executed on real devices. So that's the same server farm that you were mentioning.
Yes.
And it runs there.
That's exactly it, yeah.
That's great. And so I can see each of them. Nice. And then I can go to the one that failed.
So
there was one phone that failed.
Exactly. So if you click into it, actually, you can get further details.
Okay.
That will help you identify a problem. And if you click into details, you also get more details about, you know, the device type, the size, and so on. So it really helps you like drill down into the problem.
And I can get the logs of what happened.
You can get
that
as well, yeah.
And I could download the logs too, right?
Yes.
But that's not good. Cool.
Awesome.
So basically that will help me. So first I will know what device fails, so whether it might be an OS version or like a specific model, etc. And then with the logs, I'll be able to go and check what happened.
Yes. And so I really want to show you like how many devices we have and like how you can, you know, select what devices you want to. So if you go to the device test option.
Oh, device
sets, sorry.
Okay. Okay, so these were the devices on which it ran.
Yes.
So,
so we selected
you have to
the
create
most.
A set.
Yes.
To define which ones you want, and then it runs.
You can create a test. Yeah. Okay. So this is the one that we thought were more important for our case. But you could go ahead and say new device.
Yeah,
set.
Because on my case, I mean, it would be more like I still want to support these old versions of iOS, like iOS 8, iOS 9, and then make sure that it still works because. I have my iPhone 8 and like more recent phones, and I don't want to carry around like tons of versions. So it would be more like
Okay, so if you click into the filter option, you can exactly choose that.
Okay.
You can say what OS versions you want. In your case, it seems like we're not testing the old versions.
Yes, that's exactly what I want. So I can get all these ones.
Yes. And then you'll see how many devices remaining there are.
Okay, so that's all the iOS 8 and 9. And so I have 113 different combinations that I can get tested on.
Yes.
I want them all.
Nice.
Okay.
Why not?
OSes. Cool.
So you can create the new device set, and then you'll be able to run those tests for that specific device set. Awesome. I like it.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm glad.
Cool. And so these, like, I'll have to go to new test run and do some. I'll have to write my test script though.
Yeah, you'll have to run the CLI in order to set up tests and so on.
Okay.
But that's all. And the ones that's already done, then we'll take care of the rest.
I love it. So like from that. So we already discussed the continuous integration where I git push, it builds, it sends to my friends, and then I can also get it tested on all these devices that I don't have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's really the power of App Center. This continuous everything, right?
Okay.
Speaking of continuous, we also have continuous monitoring, right? Like, mm-hmm. what happens when your app is in the store? And I'm wondering, like, if your app is already in the store, like, how are the reviews you're getting?
So. I mean, we have good reviews because, like, people are having fun, and less good, like, we have a few crashes and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, so.
Okay. Sense. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you back to my app and just to show you how this monitoring looks like for an app that already has some data. So if you go back to the main page, oh, you were already in my app.
Okay.
Right. So if you go to the analytics section, let's look at that. So analytics will help you understand really how popular is your app. How many users do you have? Is anybody using your app at all?
Okay.
Then you get information about sessions. So, for example, how many sessions do you have per day? And also, how long are your users staying in your app?
Yeah, that's super interesting. So that, do you have to anything to get that?
Yes, so you'll have to integrate the SDK. Maybe we can do that after in your app.
Okay, yeah.
You'll definitely see how really easy it is to get all of this data out of the box.
So that with the session, I can basically understand how long people are using, like how often, how long. Yeah. Actually, that's a question I had because in my app, you know, like you can type that word, and I was wondering, like, the way we use it with my friends is, you know, like someone starts and then everybody comes around the same phone, and like we have fun for 15 minutes, and that's all great. But I was wondering if there were other usages, like you just do something, like
open,
when
close.
You're bored somewhere or something like that. And so I was wondering whether there were other usages like these long thing in parties. Okay, cool. Yeah, that will be useful.
And so speaking of devices, so in tests, we're talking about what devices should we test on. Mm-hmm. And so analytics can help you decide that. So let's say the most popular device is going to be, for us, iPhone 8. Okay. So we want to make sure like our app is going to run smoothly, have a nice UI on the iPhone 8, for example.
Yeah.
So it really helps you drill down.
You also have some devices on 9.3. So
yes, we need to make sure it works on all of
them. Yeah, just like me.
And so you also get information about countries and languages. So this will tell you where are your users based on their settings or their devices, and what languages do they speak. So for example, let's say you need to translate your app into Spanish, for example.
Which you can do.
Yeah, and you can do French.
Yeah, totally can.
So a really good combination there. And then you'll also understand, hey, are my users adopting my latest version or not?
Okay. Yeah, or like more importantly, can I ditch the old ones?
Absolutely,
like
that as well.
These two ones you might want to probably stop supporting.
Yes.
Cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that's a lot of information.
And again, this is all out of the box by integrating the SDK, and we will see that in a minute.
Cool, definitely, I want that.
So you might be wondering what events are.
Yeah, let's see.
So you know like how tough it is to say, what are my apps really doing in my app? What type of actions are they taking? So custom events really help you understand that, like, did my user click into this button, and so on. And so again, using our SDK, you can track these events in your app. Mm-hmm. And so you'll get information about, you know, how many times this event was triggered, by how many users.
Okay.
So if you click into one of them, we can see further drill down.
Okay.
You can see this information a long time. So for
Which
example,
one?
Book room. It's a pretty important event.
Yeah, definitely.
So you'll see,
That's
you know,
That's where
a long
you make
time.
Your money, right?
Exactly. And then you'll see a long time how these change.
Okay, like how many people were doing that? How many in total?
How many times?
Okay, cool. And what's that book from then?
So that's what we call event properties.
Okay.
So you know how, I want to understand how many people actually book a room, but I want to understand where they came from, what's like the origin and stuff. So by looking at those properties, you can see like, okay, maybe my you know, my marketing campaign was more successful than my advertisement on that page. So by that, you can attach these properties and understand which one was
okay,
more successful.
Okay, so like it gives you context about the event. So
absolutely, yeah.
Got it. So like here you have, I guess, suggestions or just organic book Yeah, makes sense. So like, actually, that answers a use case for me, because in my app, one of the things I was dying to know, like, what was the most popular word?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, people, what do people type? I'm sure they type super gross things.
So I have an excellent idea. Why don't we go to your app and try out from scratch, integrate SDK app analytics.
Is that long?
It's going to take a few seconds, you'll see.
Few seconds?
Few minutes.
Okay.
So let's go back to your app.
Okay.
In App Center.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant in Xcode. So.
And so here,
here
in this page, we're going to basically is the SDK instructions, right?
Okay.
And so you'll see here, there's just a few lines of code. You're going to be able to integrate the SDK.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming you already have Cocoa Pods.
Yep.
Installed, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to follow these steps in your app code in order to integrate the SDK.
Okay, you can keep talking, I'll do that. So, I add that
Why don't you walk me through your steps?
Yeah, I'll add that to my pod file, apparently. So, there we are. Then, what does it say? Save the file, pod install, yeah, of course, as usual. So, install, oops. Oh, maybe I should create a branch for that.
Yeah, let's do that. That way we don't mess with master.
Yeah. So let's do that. So VS App Center SDK.
There you go. So let's bring that branch into GitHub.
Check out. Cool.
And so I have an even a better idea.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the build service, to your build service in App Center.
Okay. Maybe I need to push my branch, right?
Oh, yeah. You absolutely need to push your branch.
Oh, yeah. I need to set up. Oops. I need to set up the upstream. Let's do that. Pushing my branch. Cool.
All right, so now your branch is in GitHub, and that means it's also in our build service in App Center.
Really?
So let's go check that. Voila.
Yeah, cool.
And so what I would suggest we do is, because we're going to do some commits when we add the SDK, we configure that branch. And that way, because we configure it that way, once we push the changes into GitHub,
it
will automatically
build. Right?
Yes.
OK, so
I have to sign again so we can see it in the device.
I put my cert, and here I have my password, so I'll try not to forget my password. You know what, like that's,
you've done well
that's
before.
My curse.
Okay, awesome.
Test on real device,
and
we'll do that later.
Put it in your device.
And distribute, oh, I can distribute to you now.
Send it to me.
Yes.
Let's do that.
So now I really like, okay, you shouldn't have built. You should just save it, and then that way we'll integrate the SDK.
Oh, should I cancel it?
Yeah, just cancel it.
Okay.
And we'll do it again. So that way, once we make the changes, we will build after that.
Okay.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, sir.
So we might need to create a new one in order to have it triggered.
Yeah.
Okay,
there.
Awesome. Okay, so now...
So now I can get back to the
SDK
integration.
Yes.
Cool, so... Where was it getting started? Pod install. Let's do that. Nice, installing App Center. Cool.
Perfect.
And next step,
so you have
start
to
the SDK. Okay, imports in the delegate.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy. So my delegate is here. And I'll put the import here. And then App Center start. Cool, that's it. So what are these weird numbers?
So this whole line is going to initialize the SDK.
Okay.
And this is basically what we call the app secret. And it's going to uniquely identify your app. So that way we
so
can
like
connect.
Okay, so like kind of an identifier so that it knows it's my
app. Yes, exactly.
Okay. So and that's my identifier here in the doc?
It's only for that app specifically.
Okay, yeah, because we're
one,
in my app.
Yes.
That's convenient.
Yes.
Nice.
And now I know your app secret.
Well, yeah. Did finish. I think we'll put it here.
All right.
There, and that's it?
Okay, yes, that's it. But I would suggest let's add some events.
Yeah, because what I wanted was to get to know which word is used. So how do I do that?
Okay, so let's go to the documentation. So if you click into your username, we'll access to the docs and APIs.
Docs and APIs.
And then we're going to go to the SDK section.
Okay, SDK. Here.
Analytics.
Analytics.
And we're going to click on iOS.
Cool. Custom events, track events with properties. That's exactly what I need.
Yes, so you can copy that line and then we'll modify it.
Oops. And then I'm going here. So I want that when people click, type some text and submit, that's where I want the this to be sent.
Okay, so you go to that side of the code.
Yeah, so I think I'll go to my view controller. And yeah, that's exactly where I send to the backend the text, so I guess that's where I should put my event, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so well. MS Analytics track event. So
what name do you want to give it?
Call it I don't know, like text submitted.
Okay.
And with properties, I just need one property.
You want to know the text?
And I definitely want to know the text. It's going to be so much fun. I want the text, and actually the text will be in the text box, so it's text view dot text. Cool.
Amazing.
I'm done?
Power of code, yes. absolutely, yes. And so you're going to have to also
unresolved. Oh, yes, I need to import.
Exactly.
So I need to import.
It's going to be App Center Analytics.
App Center Analytics.
There you go. And now that's going to be solved.
Does it work?
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool.
Okay. So now your app ran once. And you know what that means? That means our SDK tracked that you have one user.
Yes.
And so let's send some events. Cool. So in this case, how many people submit? You say, cool.
Yeah.
Let's put maybe a couple more.
All right. May.
You like that one,
my
don't
favorite.
You?
Yeah, I like that one.
And then you can say, I don't know, happy, for example.
Happy.
Because why not? We're optimistic today.
So you see, that's one of the bugs I need to fix. Like this enter text here that doesn't disappear.
That's the, happens.
I got so many bad reviews about that.
Got it. Okay. So now let's go back to your app and see basically what
we
just
did.
In
App Center?
In App Center, absolutely.
Okay, where is it? It's here.
Cool. So let's go to the analytics section.
Okay. So I'll have my own analytics now.
Yes.
Yes.
And there you go, one user.
Perfect.
That's going to be
you. One user on the simulator. Cool. And so if I go to events, I'll see my event. And cool, happy.
Nice.
Awesome.
So now you'll be able to understand which one is the most popular award, which I'm sure is going to be meh.
Yeah. Can I try it on my device?
Yes.
So all I have to do is send the code, right?
Yes, so because we configure the branch to build by its own, by just committing the code into GitHub, we're going to build it for you.
So let me do that. Added App Center SDK. Git push. So if
exciting.
I go to...
Exciting.
Build, what will happen?
There you go.
Yes.
The build is cute.
Nice.
So basically, all you did is push your new changes into GitHub and build.
From now on, all I have to do is just work on my code, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this will take care of getting
it
to people.
Yes. We take care of all that, household stuff, and then you can focus on building great code and great features and fixing your
and fix my problem.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay, cool. What?
Awesome.
So what about crashes?
So let's go to the crash section.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any crash.
Oh, yeah. You don't have any crash. Let's go to my app. I have some crashes, unfortunately.
You do?
Yep. We do have a few, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see here really the statistics on how many crashes have I had a long time in the last 30 days, 60 days. You see, there's days where I have more crashes, some days not so many. And so what we do is, because we get all of these crashes, we group them. So we put together similar crashes. So based on the stack traces, we put them together. So that way it's, you know, very easy for developers to kind of manage them and not just, you know, have all of them over there. Mm-hmm. So per each group, you're going to understand like how many times that crash group has happened, how many users have been affected, and so on. So this is what you see here in your list. And I would suggest let's go into one of the crash groups.
Okay.
And see how it looks like. So you see here information such as what are the most affected devices, what are the most affected OS versions.
Okay.
And you can even further drill down and go to specific crash reports, which is the ones we have below.
Okay.
And for each crash, you're going to get stack traces.
Full stack trace.
Yes. And the reason why it's... So we need to simplicate the stack traces, and you can do that through the build service. So if you're using build in App Center, mm-hmm. We will automatically have the symbols. If you don't, you have the option to do that manually through crashes as well.
Cool. And I can sort too?
Yes.
So that I can see what are the worst one happening most mm-hmm. often and things like that.
Yeah. So I would suggest we go to the one that... that one, for example.
Okay.
And so if you click into one of the crash reports, you also get information about, so if you go to the event section, mm-hmm. we've seen how you can track events in your app. And so we want to leverage these custom events for crashes.
So it's the same events that we did.
And yes.
You get them into your crash, if they happen before the
yes.
crash.
So let's say a session starts, this set of events happened, mm-hmm. and then the app crashes. So this is really going to help you to understand, maybe this crash is very important because my user was trying to book the room, and then, hey, my app crashed. So events can help
this
you
This is what's happening
that.
Here, right?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
So you have a crash when people are trying to buy your
yes.
stuff.
So we that's might want to fix that back.
Yes.
So you know what you can do?
Sure.
You could add an annotation to myself. So you can add a note there.
Well, that guy here?
Yes, and just remind me that I need to fix that crash.
Blanca! What are you doing here? Fix that crash.
Right. I will not forget now.
That's cool.
Nice. And so one more thing you can do, let's say, it's not the case, but let's say I already took care of this crash, so I can decide to close it mm-hmm. or ignore it if I don't want to fix it for whatever reason.
So here that open part.
Uh-huh,
okay, so
exactly.
If you already fixed it, but mm-hmm. still happening because people still have mm-hmm. the app on their devices, you can mark it as closed.
Yeah. So that way, if you're working with a big team, it's much easier to manage the crashes and make sure two people are not working in the same exact crash.
That's cool. So basically, I have everything that I need to decide whether I even should be working on mm-hmm. these crashes, because if it happened only once or twice, maybe I can
just ignore it.
Look at it or even ignore it. But in that case, it happens to a lot of people, mm-hmm. right? So probably want to take action on it. And moreover, you discover that it's in your purchasing funnel, so you definitely want to take care of it.
And really with the stack
trace. So it's decision making and then getting the hints to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm. And with stack trace, basically you can go back to your code and find exactly where that crash yeah. happened.
Cool, perfect. Exactly what I needed.
Nice. Mm. So I would suggest let's go back to build, because if you guys remember, we've been basically building.
Okay. Oh, in my app, you mean?
In your app, yes.
Sure. Oops. In my app.
Sentiment app. Go to the build section.
Okay.
And just
and
build.
It's built. Cool.
Nice.
Just now.
So what do you think happened now? Because we've built.
As if we timed it, right?
So what do you think happened now? Because we built. What would you check next?
So what I'd like to know is whether I have it on my device.
Exactly. So show me your device. See if you got an email with a new version with the SDK integrated.
Yep, I received tons of emails. That's cool. Smart Hotel, nice. So there I got it.
All right.
I got that email.
Let's go ahead and install.
It even got the icon of my app.
Yes,
I like that.
Automatically.
So automatically App Center will mm-hmm. take from my code the icon. That's cool. Install.
And so now the version we're going to install is going to have the SDK integrated. And mm-hmm. now all the events that are going to be tracking that app are going to go to App Center Analytics.
Cool. So I can type.
Let's try it out.
So I'll type, because I always doubt. Let's see.
All right.
That's
optimistic.
Should be positive.
So we go to event.
Text submitted. Oh, maybe it hasn't received it yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from the phone. Might be a bit longer.
All right.
Let's see.
There you go.
Yes.
Awesome.
Show
us your device.
Yeah.
Awesome. Perfect. And so really now, every single time you hit submit.
And you want
submit,
it perfect too? Perfect.
All right.
I mean, when you start, you just cannot stop.
It's addictive.
Yeah.
So you're really like, now every time you hit submit, we are going to be tracking it into the Analytics App Center.
That's exactly what I needed. Like,
awesome. There you go. All of them are there already.
Cool.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. But like, one of the things I really would like is for that, you know, like these most popular words or even like people who submitted text, I'd love to know like where they are, like which country or which type of device or things like that. So can I do that with App Center?
So yes, you can do that by using our continuous explore feature. So what this will allow you is to explore our data, apps data into Azure. So we support two services right now. We have Azure Blob Storage and Azure Application Insights. So for use case, Application Insights is going to work great. So I'm going to show you for my app because I already have the export configured for Application Insights.
So let me make sure I understand. So what you're saying is that App Center is getting my data from the devices of all the people who use it. And then what you do is you kind of give it back to me through Blob Storage. So I guess like it's flat files where I can write script against.
Yeah, you can build something on top of
it.
And
App Insight, which I know because I use it on my backend with my functions. And I can use App Insight to further drill down into the data.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
So I sent you a link before, so that's what we're going to see before.
Sure.
There you go, perfect. So as you can see here, all of this data is really like mobile focus. So some of the information we have both in App Center and Application Insights, such as, you know, users, session, events. But that's the interesting part in what you were mentioning. Like, you might want to drill down further into your data, and you want to filter by several dimensions, right?
Yeah.
So you can do that from here. So the first thing you could do is you could say split by.
Okay, split by.
And you say you want to split by country?
Yep.
Okay, so select that. And now all of your events are filtered by country.
Okay, so and so I could look at a specific event. For example, like in your case, you have the book room, which is the one that's most interesting to you. And so, yeah, and so that's exactly how I could do like text submitted, split by country or region.
Yeah.
Cool, and I guess with the filters, I can even drill down with some specific words for the text properties and things like
that. Yes, you can add multiple dimensions and really like drill down. And one more interesting feature of Application Insights, if you click into the Analytics section over there, we're going to, basically you can query your raw data. In this case, the automatic query is going to come, the one
using in the portal. I get it here.
And so really it runs by itself, and then we can export these results into something like Power BI, for example. If you want to create your custom dashboards, you can export it to Excel, depending on your use case. So it's really like flexible in that aspect.
That's great. Yeah, that basically I'm taking back my data.
Yes.
I really like that. And so I can write any kind of query directly here against my raw data.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
Your App Center data.
Yeah, so like I have full control.
Yes, you do.
Great.
You also get other features such as funnels and retention. So it really like brings extra value.
Okay, getting to the next level.
Yes.
Cool.
And the last thing I wanted to show you is the push notification service from App Center. And so I don't know if you've used any sort of like engaging tool.
Not yet. So I mean, we're still in the early phase. So we were getting to there, but not yet.
Okay. So I wanted to show you like really how easy it is to set up push notifications in App Center. So the first thing you'll need to do is integrate the push SDK from App Center. And you'll see there that it's basically adding new, because our SDK is so modular, you can just add a new field for push. So you'll see there how.
Okay, so like I just add that pod. I guess I complete the start line with the new module, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I have push.
Yeah, well, so you need in the iOS case, you'll need to set up APNS, of course, mm-hmm. To send the notification through Apple.
Sure.
But yeah, that's really like all you have to do.
That's super convenient.
Yeah, and then on push, you'll be able to send targeted notifications based on both device properties coming from analytics, as well as custom properties that you can define through your SDK.
That's great. Like just doing that.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
So what do you think so far about App Center? Do you think you can integrate it in your...
I mean, I'm convinced. Like, and even during our conversation, you mm-hmm. got me set up, so I'm good to go. Like,
yeah.
I just can tell my buddies that we can start using it.
Yeah.
I love it. That's really awesome. And the part that I really like mm-hmm. is like when you do a Git push and like automatically it runs.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. And that sense of continuously building, and then I can get continuous monitoring with analytics and crashes. That's really perfect. Exactly what I needed.
That's awesome to hear.
Cool.
So let's go back to the slides and just conclude the session. So as we mentioned before, App Center is now out of preview, so it's a public product. So I would really encourage you to go ahead and try it out. As we just saw, it's super easy to sign up. Just with a few clicks, you'll have your account ready. You'll be able to integrate your apps with a lot of flexibility on what services you want to use. You can still use your own solutions and integrate it with App Center very easily. We also have extensive documentation on SDKs and all the different services that you might want to add. And then finally, I want to say that we have a bunch of talks on App Center. So in Channel 9, you'll be able to find them and really like learn more about App Center. Also in our portal, we have a support channel. So you can go there and talk to us directly, PMs, engineers in the team, and really like get your questions solved pretty quickly.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. We'll take a few questions before closing that session. So we can see, can I submit a feature request to add GitLab? So we don't support GitLab at the moment, but we'll definitely take note of that. And there's a second question about store option for Windows. So same thing, like it's not yet available, but that's something we're working on at the moment, so stay tuned for more details. So if we have no other question, I think we can conclude the session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the